Indeed, yes, you are, the place where God shows up. So as we come together today, we come together with a great welcome to all of you for being with us here at the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. We're very grateful that you've decided to join us. We're very grateful that you're spending some of your lifetime here in this interaction, this interchange. And I'm here to remind you that such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. And it's the same thing that Eddie Watkins Jr. was just singing about from coming from a video at Mile High Church, CSL, in Denver, that we are the place where life shows up. We are the place where the infinite shows up in its purest and truest. It shows up in us as we live and move and breathe. It shows up in us really establishing who and what we really are and are about. It shows up when we love. It shows up when we laugh. It shows up when we bring joy to someone else. It shows up in our peacefulness. It shows up in all of those attributes we think of as the infinite showing up in us. And our creativity especially, because this month, that's what we're talking about, is creative, being creative in the creativity process. So given that that's the nature and naturalness of who we are, and given that we are the place where the infinite shows up, then we know who you are, and we accept and celebrate who you are. Whatever names you put on yourself, however you understand yourself in the world, whatever labels seem to help you make more sense of yourself to fit into the world and to walk through life, those labels, those beingness is, those statements of truth, we honor you for them. We celebrate them. Whoever you are, however, whatever your age, whatever your ethnicity, any of those kinds of labels, we celebrate, because we know all of that variety of life is the infinite showing up in particular ways through our own personal filters. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And that's what our center is about, is teaching us to be more aware of that power within us in order to bring it forward into the world around us. And so I invite you to hear a little more about what we teach and what we believe in our Declaration of Principles, read by some of our practitioners. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Which is simply a modern way of saying amen. I put my mind and heart behind that idea, and I speak a word of affirmation on its back. So right now I'd like for us to welcome Doug Moody, who is one of our practitioners, who has been available to make great change and growth in his life through this wonderful teaching, and who also knows how to work with others to do the same. So here he is. Take it away, Doug.
Thank you, Dr. Bob Dean, and good morning. My name is Doug Moody. I'm one of the co-lead practitioners, along with my awesome counterpart, Judy Ailey, on our practitioner team here at Center for Spiritual Living in Midtown Atlanta. I got to admit, I was a little bit perplexed about the topic of this theme today, that we're dancing with the donkey. I was like, what? But to credit the people who came up with this, I've been thinking about it all week. And it's actually a very interesting topic. And what I realized from this is that our donkey is actually kind of a metaphor for our consciousness, where we hold those thoughts and feelings that we kind of nurture and garner through life. So in this theme of creativity and tying that to that, I thought, well, what does dancing with a donkey have to do with creativity? And I realized the point of it is that it should be playful and fun. That's the dance, and something that should bring us joy. And we should all, we all deserve that joy in our lives. I found an Ernest Holmes quote that I really liked that kind of hit it on the head for me that says, energy is the essence of atoms. Atoms are the building blocks of every physical thing. That which creates is the same as that which is created. The cause is the same as the effect. So how does that relate to dancing with a donkey? Well, we all know when you think about donkeys, we kind of think of them or see them or our experiences of them have, well, you know, sometimes they can be a little bit stubborn, devious, maybe sometimes a little frustrating. But they can also, that very same creature can also be one of the most loyal animals to human beings. And they have a history of being some of the hardest little workers. I mean, think back during the times of the miners and the struggles and all that, the pack mules, right? Little workhorses. So that all kind of led me to the conclusion that this is coming down to, so what are you feeding your donkey? What are you giving to your thoughts, to your consciousness every day? Is it thoughts and feelings of love, kindness, playfulness, abundance, joy? Are you feeding your donkey thoughts and feelings of doubt, self-destruction, unworthiness, misery, lack, limitation? Kind of see where this is going. Back to Ernest Holmes' quote, that which creates is the very same thing as what is created. Cause and effect. That's what this beautiful teaching is about. And if any of you are maybe having trouble with even recognizing your donkey, much less feeding it or working on, you know, what am I giving to it, figuring that out, we have an awesome team of practitioners here at Center for Spiritual Living in Midtown Atlanta. You can go to our website, www.cslmidtown.org, and you can sign up to get some treatment help or some one-on-one time with one of our practitioners. We're excellently schooled, and I encourage you to reach out to us. We're not licensed donkey trainers, but we are very experienced and well taught in this teaching to maybe give you some new ideas or maybe help shift your perspective to provide you with the tools you need to feed your donkey to create the life that you desire. So now I'm going to go to a spiritual mind treatment. This is our affirmative prayer. And I am going to say this in first person and ask you to accept whatever resonates with you. Take that joyfully in, and whatever doesn't resonate, just kind of throw it over your shoulder and keep going. But I'm going to ask you to get comfortable wherever you're sitting. Just get comfortable in your seat. Uncross all your limbs and just relax. Just take a deep breath and just know this together with me. There's only one power, one infinite wisdom, this cosmic something that is operating throughout the universe, throughout me and throughout each beautiful person present, right here, right now, and always. And I and each are always one with this infinite power, this infinite creative source, because it always resides within me, with each person present. All we have to do is recognize this power within and call it forth. It's so simple. It's always been there. It always will be there. All we have to do is call it forth. And I do so now. And in doing so, I claim divine wisdom, divine love, divine courage, guiding me in each pleasantly forward in this experience, in this game, in this dance called life. And I know that any challenge that it presents itself before me, I am able to overcome and transcend because I have all the tools within me. I have everything I need to feed and give this donkey the tools to transcend any of these challenges. I am empowered with the same light and love and wisdom and joy and abundance that is forever present in this universe. And I claim this for myself and all right here and now. This is our divine truth. Knowing this, I am so grateful for this teaching, for this wonderful center, for New Thought Radio, for reminding me and each of this divine wisdom and truth that is already and always within. I celebrate this, and I use it purposefully and lovingly to create a greater expression and experience in my life. I now release my word into the universal law, knowing it is done. It is so complete, and it is wonderful. And now we have some reflective music with Denise Rogier. She's a New Thought artist on Empower, the Empower music site. And she's got a song called Open Up. And in this song, it's got a very powerful message. You are more than you are. You can turn that into an affirmation. I am more than I am. But it speaks to the power that we all possess. All we have to do is recognize that. Enjoy. Thank you.
This is a song that I wrote for my daughter. And really, the message is for all of us just to be brave and be open to all of the amazingness that is inside us.
When a step seems too hard to take, every turn feels like a big mistake. It makes you want to close your eyes and hide. Trust yourself, even if you're scared. Don't give up, don't give in to fear. All the strength you seek, you'll find inside. Oh, open up, spread your wings and rise above the clouds in your mind that blind you to who you really are. Don't waste your time. No one else can live your life. Open up to what you've known all the time. You are more than you are. You are more than you are. Think your mind, make a statement. Don't hide yourself. Out in the open, step into the spotlight and shine. Be the change, fall like a domino, a chain reaction that sets the world aglow. Be amazed at how it falls in line. Open up, spread your wings and rise. Above the clouds in your mind that blind you to who you really are. Don't waste your time. No one else can live your life. Open up to what you've known all the time. more than you are, you are. More than you are, you are. More than you are.
Yes, indeed, you are more than you are. There's a great story that comes out of China. I believe it was China. It's been told here in the U.S. many times. And that is that in the 1960s, there was an area that where a highway was being widened from a small street into a major thoroughfare. And in order to do that, they had to take up right-of-ways. And one of the problems is the right-of-way for that highway was going right through one half of a monastery, a Buddhist monastery. So they realized that what they had to do in order to do that was to move a lot of what was in the monastery over into another part of the grounds. One of those things to be moved was a very large clay Buddha, and so that they tore the building off of the that was around it. They brought in a big crane and strapped it under the clay Buddha and got it all set up, and lifted the Buddha out of that space over to another area, put it on a platform where they would build, later on, would plan to build a building around it. However, the monsoons were right upon them, and that night they began to come in. And so the monks very carefully wrapped this entire very large Buddha. And as they did, they wrapped it, they covered it, and concerned that the rain would wash the clay, would affect the clay. During the night, one of the monks came out to take a look and to be sure the Buddha was okay. And as he pulled back part of the covering and shined his flashlight in to see what's happening, light flashed back at him. So he opened things up a little further and he crawled kind of in there and kind of poked at that area where he saw light flash, and realized there was something underneath the clay. And so as he began to push away and dig it apart and take more space, it turned out that the clay had covered a golden Buddha, solid gold, built in the centuries and centuries before when they were hiding the Buddhas in order to keep them from being carried away by marauding groups of other people. And that's who we are. That's how we are. We're like the golden Buddha, where there is that within us that is so beautiful and so valuable and so heavy and so real and so rich. And yet so often it's covered over with clay. It's covered over with other thoughts and ideas. This is a very interesting time of convergence of religions and spiritual paths. We, you know, right now this is Palm Sunday, and then we have all of this great Holy Week that Christians are celebrating and are following through to Easter, and this week, this Holy Week, is a time of looking deep within and seeing where is the gold and what is the clay I need to let go of. It's also true that Passover starts on Saturday, and Passover is another time where we release, we let go, we change and look more deeply. It's a celebration of the freedom that came to the Jewish people when the angel of death passed over and did not enter their homes. It's also Ramadan starting next week. A Ramadan, which is a time for fasting. It's a time for looking within. It's a time for getting back to that seriousness within us, that place within us where our real power lies, where our real truth lies. And that's what this whole week's about. Imagine, this is a week where a major majority of folks in the world are practicing very specific, very focused spiritual practice. So it's already an atmosphere in which you and I can capitalize on and ride that energy, ride that excitement, ride that moment and that myth and that mystery in order to bring a greater awareness to ourselves, a greater freedom to ourselves, a greater godness, liveness to ourselves. And it's a great time for dancing with your donkey. We dance with our donkey, right? I loved Doug's explanation of that. The donkey is that metaphysical representation of all those things within us that get in the way, that get in trouble. Maybe a representation of that clay that covers us and that hides our great value and our great truth and our great goodness from everybody. The donkey is the place where we get to move through life addressing and dealing with all of that. It is the stubborn part of you and me. I don't know about you, but my donkey's been raising its head all week. I have been arguing with myself about a number of things that have gotten in the way of my creativity, that have gotten in the way of my living more focused and peacefully. You know, to carry the metaphor into the Palm Sunday, today is the day where it was celebrated that Jesus went into the city riding on a donkey and it was praised and hallelujahed. And we all know those songs and all those things that go with that. Hosanna, Hazanna, Zanna, Zanna, Hey. And yet it was still a donkey he was riding. And it was, you know, the city of Jerusalem metaphysically means, is talking about the city of peace, the place of peace within us, the place of contentment, the place of serenity within us. So riding the donkey is riding your flaws, your perfections, your imperfections, your challenges, all of those things toward your place of peace and into your place of peace. We call it dancing with the donkey because what we're doing is not trying to pretend those things aren't there. You don't go out and shoot the donkey and then hope that you'll have a ride to your place of peace. No. You got to ride that donkey. You got to get true with yourself and work with all of those ideas and consciousness that might make it more difficult to get where you're going. We've all seen, I've certainly seen many of them, the old Westerns. It always had a burro in it that was giving trouble to somebody, some cantankerous old miner or someone along the way in their process. And yet, as Doug said, that burro is very, very attached to its owner. People who raise burros, and there's some wonderful stuff on the internet about that, they find them to be wonderful pets, wonderful animals, and very connected and committed to those that they carry, those that they are attached to. So it is that those things in me that are less than what I'd like them to be are also somewhat well connected to me. They don't go away easily. You know, if you decide you're going to do better, you're going to start an exercise program. One of my vows that I do at least once a month. And every time it's not a matter of just suddenly I'm transformed. I can have all the energy and excitement and I'm ready to go to the gym and I'm ready to do this and that. Doesn't work. I have to coach myself in that direction. And especially nowadays, if you're going to the gym, you got to get the right clothes and the right shoes and you got to get the right water bottle. So you have plenty of water to drink while you're there. And then you, of course, need a towel and then you need flip-flops for the shower and on it goes. So we gather those things around us and all that is part of the process of getting there. And the same thing is true with those parts of us that are resistant to change, that are resistant to our creativity. We have to work with them. We have to dance with them. We have to recognize them for the good and the true that they are because they're there for a reason. Our resistances have been well developed for a reason. They served us positively and very well at some time in our life. But the time has come now where those changes may be ready to be fully enveloped and that donkey may dance with you instead of simply stubbornly digging in its hooves and refusing to move or to go where you want it to go. See, we have to embrace those and heal them. Many of us have major kinds of events that happened in our lives before this moment. Events that at the time may have seemed to be and may have been truly horrible, truly difficult, and yet became the launching stone, the launching pad for our greatest truth, our greatest goodness, our greatest change. I've told this story many times, that the death of my father, right after becoming involved in spirituality and being saved, where he was so transformed, it was obvious and clear to me as a 7-year-old. And then he died. And people talked about God. And I got real curious as a 7-year-old. What's this God stuff? And my whole life has been shaped by that event. And my guide and my direction and my purpose of living in an awareness and in a relationship to this thing called life, this thing called God, this thing called all that there is, spirit, whatever names you want to put on it. Pursuing it both intellectually and emotionally and through various spiritual paths. I would not wish that horrible event on anyone. And yet, it has turned into the very beauty and power and goodness of my life. So before we get ready to just do away with and try to pretend these things aren't happening in us, let's look for the dance with it. Let's look to dance with it, to understand it, to find the joy of getting over something, of moving on, of moving forward, of releasing. You know, the truth is that donkey rides right on through and takes you where you want to go eventually. It may not be on the route that you first thought, but you get there. And so we find ourselves celebrating and moving in that direction. These profound and amazing life changes are so important. And our being willing to embrace all of life, the difficult things as well as the wonderful, easy, smooth riding things. Those are so important. And the important thing that pulls it all together is that no matter what you've done and who you've been up until now, excuse me, that truth of you shows up. You know, there's another art form that's been around that comes from Japan, in which they take any time a valuable pottery piece, or not any time, but certain chosen ones, crack or are broken, and the cracks show up. When they're putting them back together, they do so with gold or silver. And the gold and the silver pulls the pot back together, holds it together, and shines through with great beauty. They're beautiful pieces of art. And again, not unlike our lives, where we may feel like a broken pot, and sometimes the donkey has kicked that pot into who knows where. And yet when we pull it back together, when we come together in shape and form, the seams that hold it all together are golden, and the beauty that is within us shows with ease and with grace. And that gold, that beauty, that power that is right there is something called love. It is the love of life. It is the love of one another. It is the love of the universe. So I want to close with a letter from Albert Einstein to his daughter. It was written in the 50s, probably, and which she, by his instruction, did not share with the rest of the world until he had said at least 2 decades after he was no longer with us. So here it is. Dear daughter, when I proposed the theory of relativity, very few understood me. And what I will reveal now to transmit to humankind, will also collide with the understanding and prejudice of the world. There's an extremely powerful force that so far science has not found a formal explanation to. It is a force that includes and governs all others, and is even behind any phenomenon operating in the universe, and has not yet been identified by us. This universal force is love. When scientists looked for a unified theory of the universe, they forgot the most powerful unseen force there is. Love is light that enlightens those who give and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to other people. Love is power because it manipulates, it multiplies. Man, go on, Bob. You can't read. You can read. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have. Fake love may manipulate and allows humanity not to be extinguished by their blind selfishness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love, we live and die. Love is God, and God is love. This force explains everything and gives us meaning to life. This is the valuable variable that we have ignored for too long. Maybe because we are afraid of love, because it's the only energy in the universe that man has not learned to drive by will. To give visibility to love, I made a simple substitution in my most famous equation. If instead of E equals MC squared, we accept that the energy to heal the world can be obtained through love multiplied by the speed of light squared, we arrive at the conclusion that love is the most powerful force there is because it has no limits. If we want our species to survive, if we are to find meaning in life, if we want to save the world and every sentient being in the habitat, love is the one and only answer. Perhaps we are not yet ready to make a bomb of love, a device powerful enough to entirely destroy the hate, selfishness, and greed that devastates the planet. However, each individual carries within them a small and powerful generator of love whose energy is waiting to be released. Albert Einstein, you are that generator of love. You are that power that reveals the gold within you, that puts the gold in the cracks around the pot, in the cracks in the pot, and shows what great value and truth we are. And you're the gold and the love that can dance with your donkey and get fully engaged in the city of Jerusalem. And so it is. Thank you. Now let's hear from Vance.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, Dr. Bob, for that awesome talk and that ending with love. Love is an incredibly powerful force. So, as we know, to bring this to you every week, we contribute back to where we're spiritually fed. And I really got fed this morning. That was an awesome talk. So, we have an opportunity to contribute and join. And you can do that in several ways. You can do it on cslmidtown.org/donate. Scan the QR code. It'll take you right to the spot. You can do a one-time gift or an ongoing gift, whatever works for you in your life. So now, if you would, say the affirmation of prosperity with me. As I live in a universe of abundance, as I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now, on to announcements.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sundays are our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book every Sunday. 12 noon Sundays are community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
Well, thank you, everyone who's made today possible. I have a couple of requests to consider as we close. One is that May 1st will be our next hybrid celebration, where we are both online and in person here in Midtown Atlanta. If you value that for you here in Atlanta, I invite you to consider contributing toward the expense of that. Moving back into a space in the building is costly, and we are looking forward to an increase of income in order to support that. We also are looking for some folks who really would love to come in early and set up chairs. It's one, you know, talk about dancing with your donkey. You could dance and dance your way through the chair setup and have a great old time. Same thing with taking down and closing up at the end. We will be at the, I keep blocking this place in my brain, but it'll show up in the right time in the right place. We will be in a very different facility. We'll be in the recreation center, and at the recreation center, we do need to do all the setups. So think about joining us. Think about what your contribution might be to that and or to funding our location at that place. May 1st and other times following after that, which will be announced. In the meantime, I want you to go from here knowing something very special, and we always say it at the end of our celebration. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. See you next week.